Welcome, Wealth Warriors. This is Tiz Gambacorta's No BS Podcast, the only podcast that delivers the uncensored truth about business and investing success from the trenches straight to your earbuds. Download a free copy of the No BS Guide to Wealth at guide.tiz.tv. And now, once again, it's time to claim back the No BS truth about success and wealth.
How to make passive income in 2019. In this video, you're going to learn how to make passive income in 2019, and specifically the best way, the easiest way, in my opinion, to make passive income in 2019. Also, make sure to watch this until the end, because at the end, I'll be sharing that one missing link, that one secret that once you know, once you discovered, everything will change for you. This is for you, especially if you've been trying internet marketing maybe for a few weeks, months, or even years. That is the one missing link that when I discovered, and it took me 6 years to figure out, everything changed, complete game changer. Hi, my name is Tiz Gambacorta. I'm the co-founder of 8020research.com. If you haven't, make sure to subscribe to this channel and also click on that bell notification icon so that every time that we launch, release new tutorials like these ones, you get an alert. How to make passive income in 2019? Well, what is passive income in the first place, and why would you want to be making passive income as opposed to other forms of income? So, passive income is when you do the work once and then you get paid over and over and over, as opposed to earned income, where you have to keep putting in the work to keep getting the payment. For example, if you're trading time for money, right, you have to show up at work, but you have to put in the hours and the work to get the payment. With passive income, you don't have that. You do the work once and then you get paid forever, okay? So that's the key distinction there, okay? You want to be doing the work once and getting paid forever and ever, right? If you look at, for example, companies like Alibaba or Uber or Airbnb, right? They have systems in place, right? They have built those systems. They did the work once and now those platforms run on autopilot for them. Those platforms, those huge websites, are pretty much run by systems, right? By code. There's no one like really behind any of these platforms doing any of the manual work, okay? All of that work has been done once and now people use it and it generates passive income, okay? So now you may be wondering, well, Tiz, that's great. What is the best way of generating passive income? And there's a bunch of options out there, okay? For example, you could be generating passive income with real estate or property investing, right? Now, what's the downside there? Is that you need a lot of money to get started in real estate, right? It requires a significant upfront financial investment. You could be making passive income, for example, by investing in shares, right? And you get dividends, right? You get regular payments. That's great. What's the issue there? Again, you need a lot of money, right? You need a decent chunk of money to get any decent passive income. The beauty with affiliate marketing, right, is that you can get started with little to no money. Okay, you can generate passive income and you can just start that way, build your passive income. And then as you build that passive income, you can then start investing into real estate, financial markets, Forex, trading shares, whatever it is, or other forms of investing. Okay, and I'll share with you more information on that later on how I did that. Okay, so what is affiliate marketing? Well, very simply, affiliate marketing is when you take a group of people who have a problem, an unresolved problem, or an unfulfilled desire. And then you choose one or more solutions that either solve that problem or fulfill that desire. And then you become a professional middleman. When you become a professional affiliate marketer, you are putting the right solution or the right solutions in front of the right people. And as a result of making that match, you stand in the middle and you get paid a commission. Now, the beauty of that is that typically in affiliate marketing, the commissions will range anything from 30% of the product price to 75% and sometimes even 100%. So you can see how affiliate marketing is where you get the biggest bang for your buck, right? Because you get the most money for the least amount of effort, right? For the least amount of work. You don't need to do any of the product development. You don't need to build the product, build the website, do the customer support, deal with the payments, none of that, okay? You're just a professional middleman. So with affiliate marketing, you need two things. You need offers, so solutions to people's problems and desires, and then you need an audience who have an unresolved problem or an unmet desire. That's it, Okay, you need two things. So when it comes to offers, really there isn't much else to say because really there isn't much to do, okay? There's a lot of offers out there that you can go and pick from. There's a lot of huge marketplaces where you have offers on pretty much anything you can think of, okay? And there's going to be a link around this video to a related tutorial on how to choose the highest, the best converting offers out there, okay? Now, when it comes to traffic, okay, you want to have steady recurring traffic. What is traffic? Traffic is when people come to your website, when they visit your website, okay? And you wanna, the more traffic you have, the more sales you make, okay? So how do we get traffic on a consistent basis so that you can then generate passive income on a consistent basis? There are three types of traffic, okay? Number one is traffic you don't control, okay? These are things like Google organic traffic or any type of organic or to a certain extent JV traffic, okay? Essentially, for example, let's say that you have a website and you try to rank high on Google, okay? You publish a lot of great content and Google's crawled your site, they decided, yeah, your website is amazing, we're going to put it on page number one in the search results. So you're gonna get a lot of traffic. But what happens, as often happens, say that Google has an algorithm update and in the new algorithm, they decide that actually your website is not that great anymore and now they're going to move it from page one in search results on Google to say like page, you know, gazillion. Right? So hardly anyone is ever going to see that page. Okay? So that's traffic you don't control. Then there is traffic you do control. And these are things typically like paid traffic. Like for example, Facebook advertising, Google AdWords advertising, all sorts, right? So this is traffic that you can turn on and off at a moment's notice. You're paying for it, you control it. Now, the question here is, do you control the platform? And the answer is no, right? And, you know, for example, it happens to us and to a bunch of my fellow friends and entrepreneurs online. It's just every now and then, it's just part of business, no matter what industry you're in, every now and then, there will be something with your advertising account or Facebook, Google, whatever, right? They decide that they don't like your account anymore. They don't like what you're advertising anymore. And they're just going to shut down the account. When that happens, there's really very little you can do, right? It's a one-way street. Your account is shut down. And in some cases, you may never, ever be able to advertise on that platform ever again. Okay, so that's traffic you control, but you don't control the platform, okay? And then the third type of traffic is traffic you own, okay? And this is traffic, for example, followers that you may have on social media to a certain extent. Let's say that you have your email list on whatever autoresponder, Aweber, Infusionsoft, I mean, we use a bunch of them here at 8020 Research. So what happens if they shut down the account, right? Well, you still own the list, and that is crucial. Right? Because now you can take that list and import it into another autoresponder platform. And once again, you start emailing them. You own that database. You own that relationship with your audience. So what you want to be doing over time is take your cash flow business that may rely, it's not ideal, but may rely on traffic you don't control or even traffic that you control and take that income, right, to build passive income on the side. And how do you build passive income on the side is by reinvesting that in traffic or sources that eventually will give you traffic that you own. So then, for example, you're building your list, you're building your brand, okay? That's all traffic that you own. Eventually, you want to be taking your cash flow business, using that cash flow to build passive income. For example, right, what I do is I take my profits from the online education business and from other businesses that I have online, and then invest them into property. Okay, so that's, I'm using the cash flow business, and even within the cash flow business, within 80/20 Research, there are passive income streams, but we'll let's keep things simple, okay? And then invest into property, okay? So it goes from one form of income that relies on, you know, in all fairness, all three types of traffic, right? We get organic traffic that we don't control. We buy a lot of media, so we get a lot of traffic that we do control, and we also have, you know, a large email database. So we take all of that, right? And then I invest in property, which is, again, it's kind of, you know, it's passive income on steroids, right? You build income, passive income streams online, and then you invest them in offline passive income streams, okay? So that's how I do it, okay? And here's another thing that you want to think about, which is, you know, the reality is, you know, we are recommending products all day long, right? So why not leverage that? Why not use that to build passive income, right? So if you're thinking, okay, you know, how to make passive income in 2019, Well, think, you know, what are the products that you're recommending to your friends and family on a regular basis, or maybe even on a daily basis, right? So for example, right, let's say that you meet a friend and, you know, you're looking to start a business, he's looking to start a business, you tell them about this great tool called, for example, ClickFunnels, right? So now you're recommending that tool. Well, why not, right, give him an affiliate link so that if he signs up, then, you know, you get paid a commission every month. Right? You're going to recommend that tool anyway. You may as well get paid. We do this all day long. And there are so many platforms out there, so many affiliate programs out there. Like I mentioned, there's ClickFunnels. There is ClickMagic. There is LeadPages. There's like a bunch of platforms out there that have an affiliate program. You know, 80/20 Research, we have an affiliate program. You can promote our products. Some are low ticket, some are high ticket, and you get paid a commission, right? It's typically anything between 30 and 50%, right? Especially if you're doing a high ticket sale, that can be a lot of money for really not doing a lot of work. If you promote some of our recurring offers, right, that's how you're generating passive income. You make the sale once, and then you get paid month in, month out, okay? So that's kind of an overview of how to make passive income in 2019. If you learned something from this video, if it kind of gave you a different perspective, if you enjoyed it, okay, make sure to subscribe to this channel if you haven't subscribed, and make sure to click on that bell icon so that every time that we release a new tutorial like this, you get alerted. Last but not least, I promised at the beginning of the video that I'll be sharing with you the one missing link to succeeding online. And this is something that's taken me countless hours of work to formulate, to write, to make it in a way that it can have a direct impact on you, okay? It's this one missing link. It's taken me 6 years to figure out, really, that the moment you change your perspective on how you see things online, how you do things online, you're going to be so much more successful. So what I recommend is there's going to be a link below this video. Click on the link below to download that report. It has the potential to truly change your life. One last thing is make sure to like and comment below this video. Let me know, what was your number one takeaway from this video? What was the kind of the, did you have a breakthrough? What was that breakthrough, right? Or maybe you had more than one. What was the number one breakthrough that you had from this video in terms of how to make passive income in 2019? Maybe just made you realize that, you know, how you can have, you can build passive income from nothing. If you're starting an online business, if you start an online business, you don't really need a lot of investment. Actually, you can do it with zero money, right? And you can use those profits to build passive income. So let me know in the comments below. I am to reply to all comments personally. What was your number one takeaway? This is Tiz from 8020research.com. Take care.
If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to smash that like button, subscribe to the channel, select the bell icon so you can get notified every time we launch a new episode, or leave a 5-star review if you're listening to this as a podcast. Before you leave, don't forget to click on that link in the description box, or go to guide.tiz.tv to get free instant access to the No BS Guide to Wealth. Thank you, and see you in the next episode.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.